You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. So check out all the latest we have. They're breaking down the new receiving corps for Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, are the latest to what we have on NFL, tracking what's happening with Deshaun Watson and that situation in Cleveland, minus Baker Mayfield at some point. So some things to check out there at sportingnews.com. Here at Locked On Fantasy Football, we're going to continue our series of core questions surrounding teams regarding fantasy football here for 2022. We're on the NFC East to start out with, so we've talked about the Cowboys and the Giants. So next up is the Philadelphia Eagles. That'll be the focus of today's show, and then we will look at the Commanders to wrap up this division. Then we'll start looking at the Bears as we continue this series division by division with the NFC North. So a lot of good stuff coming here to break down all these teams. It's your training camp preview of sorts here as mini camps wind down here next week, and we'll have teams resting and trying to answer these questions before the preseason to help us know where we want to go in fantasy football with their players. So thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We are free and available to you on all platforms. I can also proudly tell you that today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Fantasy Football listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings as well. So take advantage of that. Use the promo code Locked On at checkout. And we'll have more about Blue Nile later in the show to tell you how to get in on a great deal for that special person in your life. Now, let us set the table here for the Eagles. Now, there's a lot of buzz about the Philadelphia Eagles. They do have their second-year head coach, Nick Sirianni. They made the playoffs last year. In reality, in fantasy, they were a pretty run-heavy team. A lot of their production was tied to the running game, but that really came to trust most with Jalen Hurts here. The running back by committee was frustrating for many. So those will be the two focuses here, quarterback and running back, and then how their new addition of A.J. Brown at wide receiver ties into Jalen Hurts and what you can expect from Brown making the transition from Tennessee to Philadelphia and what he can do if he can stay healthy here as an Eagle, which he was not able to do as a Titan. But we know he's an elite receiver. He got a big deal, and we can't wait to see what he can do with the Eagles. All right, let's start with Jalen Hurts here. And the biggest question surrounding Jalen Hurts, is he going to live up to the massive upside and the expectations that are on him to improve as a passer? Now, Jalen Hurts as a runner gave us a lot of good fantasy value. He was a bona fide QB1 last year because of that. And again, running quarterbacks, cheat code, we know that they're going to produce at that level, but to take it up to that next level where we can see if he can challenge Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen for maybe the number one quarterback spot, or at least an elite kind of top four spot there in fantasy football, is going to be how Jalen Hurts improves his accuracy in the downfield throwing. He has a pretty big arm, so that's there. He's not actually comfortable with this kind of dinking dunking type thing. He wants to play off his athleticism, extend plays, throw the ball downfield. That's why they acquired A.J. Brown here, because Devonta Smith, a very good technical receiver there from Alabama, short to intermediate routes, he owns those, but his speed and size are not translating as well to the NFL to be that super alpha number one. He can be a spectacular number two, but they needed A.J. Brown to take some pressure off him, and that's what you saw here with that deal and why they were so eager to add this receiver in particular, knowing the skill set of Jalen Hurts. Now, there's some buzz how much the Eagles trust Jalen Hurts. That's a big question mark here because they have Gardner Minshew still in the mix behind him. They also took an interesting flyer after the draft. I thought this player was going to be drafted. He was pretty high up on my list with Sam Howell of North Carolina. We'll talk about him a little bit in the Commanders depth chart on the next show. But look at Carson Strong there out of Nevada. So there's some whispers. This is a big make or break year for Jalen Hurts. That, yeah, they're happy with the running in this offense with Sirianni because they can run behind a great offensive line. That is going to be a given here, and they're going to have a strong running game regardless. So that, I think, is what the Eagles see as the floor for Jalen Hurts. But they got to start thinking about ceiling here. So that's why Minshew and Strong. I'm not saying either of these guys is going to be a consideration to replace Hurts, but there were whispers. Remember last year that Minshew should have come in for Hurts at some point. And again, the backup quarterback can be the most popular person in town when there's some questions about the starter. But again, Jalen Hurts, I don't think they would have invested in that big trade with A.J. Brown if they didn't believe in Hurts. So I think it's there. I think it's a make-or-break year, however. I think he's got to start pushing to that higher level to prove that the Eagles can win a playoff game with him and push beyond that here in the postseason. So reality at stake here, that's going to motivate Hurts quite a bit in fantasy. He's been motivated pretty much since that Alabama kind of demotion, went to Oklahoma, kind of re-energized himself as a draft prospect and got a good opportunity there in Philadelphia to replace Carson Wentz. So the good thing now, yeah, Carson Wentz was gone last year, but now Jalen Hurts is in complete control where he did get through the whole season as a starter, so that's going to build up some confidence again with the ball downfield. So Hurts, I think the sky's the limit, really, with his production here, and he's going to be good value. Instead of kind of forcing an earlier pick there on Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert, I think the return on investment could be pretty sweet on Jalen Hurts. So there is some volatility there with Hurts, but again, the situation with the line, the weapons, playing off those running backs there, his still usage in the red zone really bodes well here for Jalen Hurts and living up to expectations here in 2022. We'll see how it progresses in training camp, but A.J. Brown was a necessary thing to help push him in that direction. All right, we will talk about Miles Sanders. So speaking of the Eagles' successful running game there, and what's going to happen with him in this backfield here for 2022? That'll be our second key question that we try to answer here ahead of training camp for the Philadelphia Eagles. I did tell you at the top that this episode is brought to you by BlueNile.com. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of your dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Build the engagement ring of her dreams or just celebrate life's special moments with fine jewelry. No matter what you're looking for, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand to help you pick out that perfect gift 24/7, because everyone's a little bit different and they've got everything you would need to make that moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And I have great news for you. As a listener to Locked On Fantasy Football, you can get $50 off purchase of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings there, so check that out. Use the promo code Locked On. That's the promo code Locked On, plus every order you get from BlueNile.com is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, we will continue our show answering the key questions for the Eagles here surrounding their quarterback, running back, and receiver situation here for 2022. Before we do that, I have a reminder for you. We have an important favor to ask you. We've put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Locked On podcast even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked On Podcast. Go to LockedOnPodcast.com/survey right now to get started. It won't take very long, and everyone that completes a survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. Take our audience survey. Go to LockedOnPodcast.com/survey. And thanks again in advance for your help. All right. Miles Sanders somehow made it through all of last season. I know he was a bit of injury issues there that kind of lingered with him, but he didn't score a touchdown last year. Number one, Jalen Hurts, that vulture. He scores a lot in the red zone here. But who else do they like? The powerful Jordan Howard. They liked Boston Scott there as well. Kenneth Gainwell got some opportunities, more as a receiving change of pace back as a rookie from Memphis. But, yeah, they leaned a lot toward Howard and Scott in that role. And Scott, we one time saw him as a Sproles role guy, but he kind of filled in as a swing backup last year. And then, yeah, Jordan Howard pretty much live up to his role as a power back that the Eagles have trusted before. And now you have Jordan Howard gone from this depth chart, so that's going to help here Miles Sanders. So that's one important obstacle out of the way. But Boston Scott was retained here. You'll also have a kid named Jason Huntley on the depth chart as well as your number four running back. Kenneth Gainwell right now is listed as the number two back, and we were excited about Gainwell last year. He had a few flashy moments where he did a lot as a receiver, some fantasy relevance there in flashes, but we'll see if he can cut into a bigger role into Miles Sanders. So I'm not worried about Miles Sanders finding the end zone. I think it's going to happen at some point here. It's just overdue. As we say in the industry, positive touchdown regression here. So it's going to happen. If Sanders gets enough touches, he's going to break one, or they're going to give him the ball inside the five, and he's going to get into the end zone, steal one from Hurts for a change here into this backfield. So you look at Sanders, though. I mean, I look at Scott. They seem to like him quite a bit because of his swing abilities here in this offense. Gainwell has a little fresh legs, explosiveness here. I think Sanders, again, was tied to the previous coaching staff, and that hurts him as well here. So I think it's going to be a committee approach. I think they're looking at their ability to run the ball with anybody because of how good their offensive line is, and it should be healthier. So they'll have more confidence that you can plug and play any back to do so. So why are they going to wear down one guy? Sanders is a bit of a home run threat. I think he needs a little bit of consistency with those chunk runs after a while with the volume. So that doesn't always come to fruition here for the Eagles. So I think they're going to split carries, unfortunately, and the key touches. Gainwell being involved in the receiving game as well. Scott here. Sanders hasn't done too much there. He's a capable pass catcher, but they don't trust him too much there. So that's the thing. You look at Boston Scott, he has a good history of finishing. They could feel confident moving out from Jordan Howard. Gainwell has some receiving juice. So Miles Sanders is kind of caught in between here with all these guys in his role. So that means he can be easily replaced in different situations. That's not what you want with your lead back in general. And again, the added twist here is that Hurts is also a very good red zone runner. So that all doesn't help Miles Sanders here. I'm not going to be excited about it. Now, I think he's not a bad flyer as a flex guy, but if I'm looking at him as an RB2, okay, here's a guy that's falling. It's a good situation. I'm going to jump him as RB2. I don't think I'm going to get that return. I just don't feel it with the crowd and also the tendencies. We've already had that here with Nick Sirianni and what they're going to do in this offense. So Shane Steichen as well. We've seen it. They're not a one-back type of guy here with either case. So something we're to watch. But, yeah, Miles Sanders, I wouldn't be too excited. I think he can have a pretty good, decent year overall from scrimmage, get a few scores under his belt. But, again, I don't think they perceive him as a feature back, and they don't need to because Gainwell and Scott have proved they can have key roles in this offense here. So, yeah, I'm not going to invest too highly. There's a lot of backs like this that have some question marks based on who else is with them in the backfield depth chart and what else is going on. But Sanders, that extra element of Hurts is really not helpful either for his value. So I'm going to be buyer beware. Could he rebound and have a pretty good year? Yes, but I think he has a limited ceiling because of the versatility they have with other backs here. So, again, cool the Jets on Sanders. I think in theory he should have a big role here, but the Eagles don't see it that way, and I think Sanders has maybe been a bit overrated as the follow-up back there at Penn State following Saquon Barkley as well. So again, everything points to being more competitive approach here and not giving Sanders suddenly big touches in this offense. All right, we'll answer the question about A.J. Brown's ceiling. We talked about Miles Sanders having a pretty limited ceiling here, but A.J. Brown, different story there. We'll ask that question and look at the Eagles' receiving core in our final segment here on Locked On Fantasy Football of this show. Don't you love a chewy, chocolatey brownie? What about a caramel brownie with caramel swirled on top? It's so good. What if I told you that you can have all that chewy, chocolatey deliciousness plus 17 grams of protein? Your luck, because caramel brownie bars are available at Built.com right now, and you got to get on them fast, because they're a fan favorite and they will go fast. Forget about dessert. These are better than dessert and they're healthier for you. Plus the macros are unreal. 130 calories. Again, packed with 17 grams of protein and only 4 grams of sugar. I would replace a regular brownie with Built Caramel Brownie Bar in a heartbeat because I'll feel good about it and it's going to taste great as well. The best part, caramel brownie bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, like for real. With Built, you don't have to sacrifice tasty for healthy. You can have both. And all Built's bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. There are a million reasons that you should try Built bars, but for now, let's just say the caramel brownie will rock your world. Try that flavor right now, and that's not an understatement. With Built, Tasty is the new healthy. Go to Built.com and get your special box of caramel brownie bars now before they're gone. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15. You'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, it is time to close the show. Looking at the core question for the Eagles, number three here, and it ties to their wide receiver core. It's actually a two-part question. Number one is, how good can A.J. Brown be playing in this offense as the number one target there for Jalen Hurts? And what does this mean for the rest of the receivers and the pecking order? And most notably here, Devonta Smith, their number two wideout, the first-round pick from last year, and Dallas Goedert at tight end. I think those two are the biggest beneficiaries. We'll take the second part of the question first. Right now you have Quez Watkins as a deep threat. He's the number three. Right now Devonta Smith has that inside-outside versatility. So does A.J. Brown to some degree, but Smith certainly could see a lot of time in the slot. So that's going to help. He's going to move around the attention that Brown gets outside. So Watkins can provide the deep threat. I think Zach Pascal was just signed as a depth guy. We know he's a possession type guy from his time with the Colts, tied to Nick Sirianni there because the coach came from Indianapolis. Jalen Reagor probably on the way out here. You might see some stretch the field big play chances here if they go four wide. But yeah, right now he's buried at number five of the depth chart. And then you have Greg Ward. He's been hanging on here. He had some flashy moments early in his career. They've been doghoused for the Eagles, then trying to climb out of that. But still, he's buried as the number six receiver. So really looking at just Brown, Smith, and Goddard. Again, when we're looking at fantasy football, keep in mind you want, ideally, your guy to be one of the top three targets in the passing game for your quarterback. So those guys, for real, in order, are A.J. Brown. I think Dallas Goedert and Devonta Smith are pretty even elsewhere because Hurts has good chemistry at Goddard at tight end, and Hurts has that a little bit as well. Trying to redevelop that with Smith as they're both Alabama products here. So, all right, so I think Smith and Goddard playing off that are going to enjoy A.J. Brown being in the mix because he's going to get the attention. He's going to be the downfield guy. Smith and Goddard, again, going to be able to scheme open all over the field a lot easier when they're not getting the same type of attention downfield, or even safety being over the top that no longer has to look at Dallas Goedert. So this points to A.J. Brown being absolutely special. I mean, they targeted him because of that Hurts connection. Hurts wants to push the ball downfield aggressively. Brown can do everything he can to get going after the catch. The talent is just off the charts. And really the only question with A.J. Brown, wherever he plays, and keep in mind, he was in a run-heavy offense with the Titans with Derrick Henry last year and the year before, and when he was on the field, though, he was special. He was a center of attention. He commanded the football. That's what you want from your number one receiver. And again, Hurts can get the ball downfield to him. He can make things happen after the catch. Brown is also a big, strong body there, physical near the red zone. He's kind of got a Deebo Samuel profile to him. I'm not saying he's going to be used in the same versatile way. I don't think the Eagles need to do that because they're going to have strong traditional running game because of the offensive line and their depth of the backfield. But he's this guy after the catch, strength, speed, can use that to make big plays. He's a good finisher all over the field. So, and A.J. Brown should translate pretty well and be firmly in that wide receiver one conversation. He just has to finish in the top 12 in scoring, whether it's standard, half point, or full PPR. So I do like him a little bit more in standard and half point leagues just because the Eagles' passing volume may not be as there. And I could see a scenario where he has 65 to 70 catches, but they're very effective, and he gets like 10 touchdowns and 1,200 yards. So that's why, again, PPR maybe not as effective because they'll spread the ball around, but there will be sources of big plays and scores from A.J. Brown. So I'm really liking his chances here in this transition. Again, the Eagles will make it a point to get the ball to him. They broke the bank to keep him. He's only 25 years old. So if shakes off that injury and Hurts has that good connection, which we think will keep heating up here in training camp, watch out. A.J. Brown could have his best season yet here as their number one. And again, you have to look at Devonta Smith playing off that. If A.J. Brown is a potential dominant number one, Devonta Smith gives you some values at wide receiver three. You really can't look at Watkins or Pascal or Reagor to get you much value there. And Dallas Goedert may take a few hits here, but keep in mind he's also operating by himself without Zach Ertz. He's still the third key target here, and Ertz has that trust in him. So Goddard should be a back-end tight end one at the worst. I think he ends up in the front end of tight end ones here in 2022. But again, Smith and Goddard helped by Brown. And again, you just have to know the nature of this Eagles offense has been run heavy. So Don't expect a lot of passing numbers, but Brown should eat up quite a bit of that, with Smith Goddard gobbling up most of the rest here in production for Hurts when he throws. All right, so there you have it. There's a breakdown of the three key questions facing the Philadelphia Eagles from a fantasy football perspective going into training camp. Our next show, we will focus on the Washington Commanders, and their former Eagles starting quarterback now is Carson Wentz. So we'll look at that team, what that means. There's some changes there as well with personnel that are going to affect the offensive skill players. So that'll be our next team up. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today with our talk on the Eagles. Now make your second listen to Locked On NFL Podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Follow the Locked On NFL Podcast every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's where you'll also find Locked On Fantasy Football. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News, and we'll check you out next time as we try to answer some key questions surrounding the 2022 Washington Commanders.